You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. With classes starting up across the Bay, many Asian American students are grappling with something you might not expect, being singled out as the, quote, model minority. Youth Radio's Amber Lee is Asian American, and she's been thinking a lot about how even positive stereotypes can affect her experience in the classroom.
There's a joke that an A minus is an Asian F. It's a play on the idea that all Asians are smart. We get good grades, we work hard. Jokes like this can be pretty frustrating for Asian teens. For one thing, it makes us sound like a bunch of high-achieving robots. But moreover, it's just not true for everyone. How well immigrants do in the U.S. often corresponds to their lives before they immigrated.
I come here with nothing. I don't have English. No English at all.
That's my mom.
Our family is not like have a good education from the country.
My parents never got a formal education. They came here in the early 1990s from Cambodia to escape the Khmer Rouge. The dropout rate for Cambodian American kids like me is actually really high, 35%. It shouldn't be a newsflash that not all Asian Americans do well in school, but the model minority stereotype makes the actual problems in these communities invisible.
Hi, can I have you?
Can I get a dozen?
Dozen donut hole.
For the last 19 years now, my parents have owned a donut shop in San Francisco.
Want a porfira?
My dad carries flour into the back of our shop in 50-pound bags. Both of my parents labor over heavy machinery and boiling oil. They work hard at keeping their business afloat, and by extension, supporting our family. So they're not exactly tiger parents hovering over my homework. But when I'm at school, my teachers and peers still treat me like I'm supposed to be some kind of genius. And I'm not the only one.
I was always expected to be like the top student. And in middle school and in elementary school, I worked really hard to meet that standard because I felt that was what everyone expected of me and I didn't want to let them down.
That's 15-year-old Rhea Park. For her, the model minority myth can make it harder to get the help she needs at school.
Like, even the teachers, whenever I needed help, they'd be like, oh, it's okay, you can figure it out.
I get this too. The pressure I feel about school doesn't come from my family at all. In fact, my mom doesn't even know the stereotype that's supposed to be about her.
Have you ever heard about tiger moms?
No. What's a tiger mom?
So yeah, like, this is like what a tiger mom is. It's like you're super strict, like, oh my god, you have to like go study right now, no playing with your friends, you can't go outside, like you have to study, you have to play piano, you have to do the violin.
I cannot do that because I saw you trying to work hard by your homework or your everything, your test. You always try hard by yourself.
My mom says that whenever I talk to her about my grades, I always make it sound like I'm failing. I spent the last 4 years in high school feeling ashamed because I'm a B student, and lately I've come to see that this invisible pressure I feel is the model minority myth at work. This is how racism operates. It erases our individuality. It tells us how we should act, how we should perform in school. And when we miss the mark, we're failures. That's how even positive-sounding racial stereotypes cause damage.